Wilson was out at Caulfield this morning. How was your morning, Rob?
A little drizzling out here. Not used to seeing rain around Caulfield, but certainly need it. Other than that, some terrific horses getting ready for a massive weekend of racing.
Well, let's talk about them from the Mick Price stable, because he's got runners everywhere, in particular a couple lining up in the slipper.
He does. He's got Seabrook and Prairie Fire lining up in the Group 1 Golden Slipper on Saturday, Nadia, and the pair had their main gallop on Saturday morning and just went around again this morning in very much a maintenance gallop over 1,000 metres. They cruised 1,000 in a minute 11.5 and came home their last 400 in a very, very cruisy 27.55. The pair weren't asked to do much at all. And speaking to Mick this morning, he's extremely confident of the chances of Seabrook, and he thinks she'll be closing really strongly late and might be finally the horse to break through and win the Golden Slipper for him. He's gone very close on a couple of occasions, Samaretti, and I've forgotten the other one that wasn't too far away when it ran off the track a couple of years back. But look, he's certainly got a good record with the two-year-olds. He's got a horse here in Seabrook that was very good winning last start, and I think she looks the pick of the two, and he couldn't be more pleased with her going into the race. He's certainly bullish about Seabrook, and Prairie Fire has done nothing wrong and certainly is capable of causing an upset also if he gets a run to his liking.
So there's the two in the slipper. He's also got Secret Agenda in. Which way are they likely to go there?
He's been saying all the way through that he will likely run in the William Reid at Group 1 level on Friday night at the Valley Nards, but he's going to accept with Secret Agenda in both the William Reid and also the Group 1 Galaxy at Rose Hill. I'd still think he'll go towards the William Reid. The horse is going exceptionally well. It's trained on beautifully since its first up win in the Hoisted at listed level, and I think the run in the William Reid is certainly up her alley. She can go well at Mooney Valley, and she's done nothing to dispel the fact that she's on a terrific course towards Sydney and then Adelaide. She worked on Saturday morning in her final piece of strong work, and Mick was delighted with it. She just had a very quiet morning this morning, just went around the A-track, and he'll decide later this afternoon whether she'll go to the William Reid or the Galaxy, but I'm hoping for her sake she goes to the William Reid and can notch up a Group 1 win in the William Reid Stakes.
Exactly. I'd say that they'll probably look at the same path as what they did last year and target a race like the Sangster with her again.
Yeah, well, that's the main aim, Nadia, over there, and she did run exceptionally well up in Sydney, and if it keeps raining, she'll come right into her own because she's an absolute mudlark. So the wetter, the better in Sydney for Secret Agenda.
The stable are also going to have a few other horses who line up on Friday night.
They do. Leading the pack is Palazzo Vecchio, who was an unlucky third in the Kearney Stakes. Just couldn't get that run along the rail, and she's in outstanding order, having a maintenance gallop this morning over 1,200 metres in a minute 24.5. Came home her last 400 in a very comfortable 25 on the steeplegrass, and Mick pretty much said she's a big chance of winning in the Group 3 Alexandra Stakes. Hasn't put a foot wrong and is doing everything in the right fashion to come out and win at Group 3 level on Friday night. He's also got Of Importance lining up in the St Albans Stakes at listed level. She's a filly who broke through to win her maiden last start and finalised her preparation over 800 metres in evens this morning and quickened up the last 400 to run home in 24.11. He's said that she's a fairly difficult horse to train, not in so much in those words, but she can be difficult, but she's going well enough, and hopefully with a little bit of luck she can run a bottler again on Friday night. He's got Duke of Brunswick set to contest the listed Hariba Stakes at Mornington on Saturday. He was impressive this morning over 800 on the steeplegrass, running 51.43. Came home his last 400 in a really stylish 24.4, and he's a big, strong, impressive individual, and I think he'll run a really bold race. He's got Silver Hawk and Heptagon both running on Saturday at Mornington. Silver Hawk will contest the Mornington Guineas, and Heptagon will run in the Mitavite Challenge Final. they're both in pretty good form, and they worked together over 1,200 metres this morning on the steeplegrass in a minute 24.22. Came home their last 400 in a fairly solid 24.22 and are going well. While Chow Chow is really a tough horse, he just keeps turning up to keep running, and he lines up again on Saturday in the three-year-old premium plate. He worked well over 800 in 53.68 and came home in a comfortable 24.77 this morning. So Nick's certainly got a number of terrific chances over the weekend, and I expect a lot of them to run very well. They're certainly fit, and I'd say that Seabrook, Secret Agenda and Palazzo Vecchio are probably three major chances, with Duke of Brunswick also his best chance at Mornington on Saturday.
So that's looking at the ones at Mornington and also on Friday night. Look, we now move on to Aaron Purcell's stable. What's he going to have going around in Sydney?
He's got Villamont going to contest the Group 1 Rosehill Guineas, Nadia. The colt's come on extremely well since its fourth in the Australian Guineas last start, and goes into Saturday in really good order. There's training up in Sydney. Dave Eustace, the assistant, went up to Sydney this morning to oversee his work, and Blake Shin rode him over 1,000 metres in a minute 7.25. Came home his last 400 in a nice time of 24.5. Third up, he should be right in the mix, and I think on his last start run, he should be in hopefully a top three finisher. They're going to run Lady Esprit in the Galaxy. She worked home over 800 this morning on the course proper. 53 was her time for the 800 and came home the last 400 in 24.85. Cathy O'Hara was aboard, and the work was nice, and she's in good order going into the Galaxy, although I think she might have a little bit of tough competition on some of the work I saw this morning. Bonds Away is a horse that will contest the William Reid, as Warren would have touched on earlier. Went to Moonee Valley yesterday and worked exceptionally well. It was very sharp work, and they're very keen. Bonds Away will run very well. Was running on really strongly in the Oakley Plate last start, and I think the extra 100 metres will suit him. He'll certainly be a top three or four finisher for sure, and pretty to see and hardly surprising. Also worked nicely out there. Came home their last 400 in touch under 24, I believe. So impressive work from pretty to see and hardly surprising. While Schism will run hopefully in the list at Hariva Stakes and finalised his preparation at Warrnambool for Aaron Purcell this morning.
Okay, so that's a few of those for Aaron on the weekend. Was there anything else from his stable that's worthy of mention?
I think there's a couple of nice horses going around certainly in the next few weeks. Obviously, they've lost the services of Merchant Navy, the Cook War. Yeah. But look, I think Bonds Away certainly, if he runs well on the weekend, will probably head to either Sydney or Adelaide. Adelaide would probably be the ideal scenario for him, and his work and the way his attitude's been class one this preparation. So hoping for plenty for not only Bonds Away, but Schism can be a nice horse fresh as well. Might be a nice each-way chance in the Hariba.
In Sydney on the weekend in the Galaxy, Henry Dwyer's got Cindy Kitty in.
It was a track-winning gallop this morning. Absolutely phenomenal, Snitty Kitty, this morning. Was only run down in the last few strides in the Oakley Plate by Russian Revolution, and she was airborne, running 800 metres this morning with Foreign Affair, who will run at Mornington on Saturday. They worked 800 metres on the steeplegrass the reverse way, and she sizzled over the 800 in 48.42 for the 800 metres and then really put the afterburners on, running her last 400 in a scintillating 21.76. Absolutely flogged Foreign Affair, beat it home by about five lengths. And on that piece of work, I think she'll be winning the Galaxy, and not only winning it, but giving them a nice old touch-up along the way. Probably the best work of the morning and some of the best work I've seen in a long, long time, Nadia.
Okay, well, that's a big tick, one to follow there. Snitty Kitty for the weekend. John Sadler, he's got runners at Mornington and Moonee Valley.
Yeah, Typhoon Jolie and Brahmos will run at Mornington on Saturday. They both had pretty nice jump outs this morning on the course proper. John was happy with the way they're tracking for Saturday, and he's also likely to run another horse called Sea Spirit. It just did a bit of schooling this morning. It'll contest the benchmark 70 over the 2,040 metres, and looks a nice type. Certainly still learning the ropes, but John's fairly confident it'll run well, while Berisha, who won the Yarra Valley Cup the other day, a memorial for a terrific race, is going to miss this week. Had a quiet morning this morning, and they're going to bypass Mornington Cup this week, but was very, very pleased with the win on Sunday.
All right, so that's the ones for John Sadler. What about John Maloney?
Yeah, Flying Jess will contest the Sunline Stakes, and she worked the steeplegrass reverse way over 1,200 metres in evens this morning. She'll have Dwayne Dunn aboard on Friday night. John's talking about getting a strong rider. She just needs a little bit of a vigorous riding and to probably get the best out of her, but she came home quite nicely on the steeplegrass in 24.5 this morning. While he'll run Sunday Prey and the Regiment at Mornington, Sunday Prey looks in great order, and the Regiment is going along very, very nicely ahead of the Mornington Guineas. They ran 1,000 metres together in 1:08, and their last 400 in a solid 24. Aside from that, Nadia, Brendan McCarthy's got Petite's Reward likely to run around on Saturday at Mornington. She did 800 in evens and home in 25, while Calendar Lad, who's been running very well, just did a bit of slow work this morning and is going to go around at Moonee Valley Friday night over the 2,040 at benchmark 70 level. So that about wraps it up from what was a very, very big morning at Caulfield.
Who do you think are the main ones to follow?
I couldn't go past Snitty Kitty. I think she'll just win up there in Sydney. She looks the best chance up there. I think Seabrook and Villamont reports coming back put them in terrific order for their runs in the Slipper and the Guineas. At Moonee Valley, I think Secret Agenda and Bonds Away, if they both contest the William Reid, will go close to running the Quinella. Palazzo Vecchio and Flying Jess look the other great chances, while Duke of Brunswick is probably the best chance on Saturday at Mornington for Mick Price.
Wonderful, Rob. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Nad.
There's Rob Nicholson with his report from Caulfield Trackwork this morning. It's now 16.